Deputy Italian Prime Minister calls for creation of an EU army, consolidation of power in Brussels. By Kurt Zindelka on January 11, 2024. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Antonio Tajani has joined the growing chorus calling for the formation of a European Union army, arguing that sacrificing the national sovereignty of member states is worth the trade-off for security. Antonio Tajani, who took over as the leader of the centre-right Forza Italia party following the death of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi last year and who currently serves both Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister in the Giorgia Meloni coalition government, argued that one of the top reforms needed for the European Union is the formation of a collective military among the 27 countries that constitute the bloc. Speaking to the Italian La Stampa newspaper, Tajani said, "If we want to be bearers of peace in the world, we need a European army. And this is a fundamental precondition for having an effective European foreign policy. In a world with powerful players like the United States, China, India, and Russia, with crises ranging from the Middle East to the Indo-Pacific, Italian, German, French or Slovenian citizens can only be protected by something that already exists, and it's called the European Union. Therefore, defense in a common army must become a concrete fact. No longer postponable. National resistance to sharing even these pieces of sovereignty will always be strong. But if we remain divided, we will always be defenseless sparrows in a world where eagles fly." The Italian Deputy Prime Minister claimed that the countries of the EU need to collectivize their military spending or face being out of the game. Tajani pushed back on the idea that it would be an offensive force, however, saying that an EU army should rather be a force for peacekeeping, monitoring, and deterrence. While the formation of an EU army was previously dismissed as a conspiracy theory by anti-Brexit activists in Britain in the run-up to the independence referendum in 2016, Brussels has been steadily making steps towards creating a single military for years. In addition to creating a fully integrated military, the Italian politician also argued that Brussels should consolidate its top leadership into one position, giving the power of European Commission President and European Council President to one person. "We cannot have two presidents," he said, adding that although there will likely be pushback against the idea, this current, two-headed structure has had its day. With all the precautions and counterweights, the European leadership must now be represented by a single person. "We need to talk about it," Tajani said. Arguing that it is necessary for the EU to speed up decisions, he went on to suggest the end of national vetoes in favor of majority voting on key decisions. This would overturn the long-held principle of unanimity in decision-making, which, like the powers granted to states in America, acts as a bulwark against larger states, in this case France and Germany, from dominating smaller states of the Union. The principle has come under increasing fire from globalist forces in Brussels as of late in response to Hungary using its veto power to push back against the demands to admit Ukraine into the bloc on an accelerated time frame, which Prime Minister Viktor Orban has argued could potentially drag Europe into a full-blown conflict with Russia. The push towards EU expansion and the calls for the formation of an EU army have become louder in light of the foreign policy failures of the Biden administration in the United States, particularly in failing to prevent a war in Ukraine and America's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, which saw the Taliban quickly wipe out all gains made by the 20-year U.S. military operation. In the weeks immediately following the disastrous withdrawal, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that Afghanistan demonstrated the need for the bloc to build political will to create its own military. This was echoed by European Council President Charles Michel, who said that the Afghanistan withdrawal showed the need for the EU to increase its strategic autonomy from the United States. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.